Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, found in Aleph. We learned Siman Yud Beis, and that really caps off the simonim here, which deal with the issue of an item which has been changed, etc. And we're going to give some examples. So, starting with the case of the Gemara, the Gemara says something known as Trima. Trima was dates. These dates were mashed. So dates have a consistency, a texture to them, a somewhat thick, grainy type of consistency. And you mash them down, you don't see any pieces of the fruit anymore. It's just like a paste. But the consistency and the texture is still there. So the Mishabura Zachru in that situation is that everybody that we pass on the Debrach is a Brei Pioetz. That's according to the show. That would be true for Ashkenazim and for Sephardim. A person takes something and he makes a jam or a jam. So if you have pieces of fruit in the jam, you make a bracha on the pieces of fruit, and that it covers everything else as well. If you have no pieces of fruit in it, it's totally there, it's dissolved. So the texture and consistency are different. The shape is gone, the texture and consistency are gone. The person would eat that plain. For Ashkenazim, the bracha would be a shahakol. For Sephardim, the bracha would be ho'etz. The Shulchan Aruch says that if, let's say, you take beans and you make them into a flour, or you cook them and then you mash them through some type of a blender, so they're not recognizable at all, the bracha is a shahakol. So the Chayyadim asks, why is the bracha shahakol? According to the Shulchan Aruch's understanding that it maintains its bracha, why isn't the bracha Rebbe Adoma? So the Beis Yosef himself asks the question. He says, because these things, is not the derech to do that. So this halacha would only be true by something which it's the derech sometimes to reduce it down to an unrecognizable form. But something like kidneys, which are generally, they don't make into a flour. And a person would make it into a flour and they make something out of it, the bracha is a shahakol. Mashed potatoes. So if a person mashes the potatoes and there's still pieces of potato which are in their original form, so the bracha is Repi Adoma. Person mashes it down and it's all smooth. But even so, the poskim assume that that's something similar to the case of the date paste. There's a certain texture and consistency which potatoes have, which is maintained even after they're crushed. The Mishnah Berurah says that the bracha is a Repi Adoma, even in that situation. That would be true for an Ashkenazim as well. The poskim suggests another example of that is mashed bananas, mashed avocado, guacamole. The bracha, it maintains its bracha, even though it's been crushed down. It no longer has the shape of the original shape, but the consistency and the texture is still there. A person cooks carrots till they're soft, and then mushes them and makes a mush out of that. So then the bracha would be a shahakol. For Ashkenazim, the bracha would be a shahakol. For Sephardim, the bracha would be Pri Adoma. You can recognize it based on its color alone, but otherwise the consistency and texture is totally different than the original food. So the assumption in Allah is that recognizing it based on color is not a valid way to say that the original form of the fruit has been maintained. Therefore, for Ashkenazim, the bracha is shahakol. Stingers are made out of soy products, so if it gets to a stage where this becomes the primary use of it, and roiv of the chila of them is in that form, so for Ashkenazim the bracha, it's a different form and shape and texture than the original item, bracha would be a shahakol. For Sephardim, the bracha would be adama if this becomes the primary usage of this type of food. Of soy beans. But till that is so, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that change is significant enough, and it's not a primary usage of it, so the bracha would be a shahakol. There are many other examples and applications, but that hopefully will be some type of a rule of thumb that a person can apply to situations. Bez Hashem, next year we will move on to other sets of halachas, and meanwhile, have a good day.